When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Sydney Swans and SEN track analyst Tommy Papley. It's round eight this weekend at the SCG, quarter to two. Get your tickets from Ticket Tech. It is the GWS Giants who sit in third position, taking on the team, stalking the lead in second, the Sydney Swans. They are locked on 24 points apiece behind Geelong. And I'm pleased to say the man, the Pap, Tommy Papley's on the line. G'day, Tommy.
Hey, boys, how are you? Sorry, I'm just getting into a better area for this phone call. I'm just at the... Just in a busy area.
That's all right, mate. That's all right. I reckon wherever you go will be busy. They'll be chasing the Pap. Here's a question to think about. Hey, gents, I thought Tom Papley may have missed this week in the local derby to attend the Warrnambool Carnival. He thought for sure you'd be there. Dave from Seaspray. Thoughts?
Jeez, it's, I reckon if I told Horse that I was doing that, he'd be pretty flat. So, I can't make it, but I tell you what, it's on my bucket list. As soon as I retire, I'll be there the first year. No doubt about that.
Tommy, like me, like the missile, we don't mind the odd little flutter on the ponies. What's your favourite win? Not so much your biggest win, but for me, it was Protectionist 2015 Melbourne Cup. Charges away to win by three lengths. What's your favourite ever horse and win?
I was a young fella, probably one of my first times ever going to races, and got to watch Winx's first or second Cox Plate, and that was a pretty epic win, and something that I sort of just remember, and probably got me into the racing. I was in the middle of the valley track, and yeah, it was one of the great days. I was with a fair few of my mates, and I just remember cheering at home. It was short odds, but I think there wasn't many in the field that day. It was a year there wasn't any in the field, and I think I might have taken like the first four or something to land it. So it was a nice win.
Oh, beautiful.
Sydney Derby this weekend, Tom. Sydney and GWS, obviously, more important this year than ever with you guys sitting in second and third, respectively, on the ladder. What's the feeling going into this one?
Yeah, it's a big game. It's obviously a rivalry that's grown over the years and turned into probably one of the bigger rivalries in the AFL. It's good for the New South Wales footy, that's for sure. It's a big game. We look forward to playing these games every year, but more like an 8-point game probably this week, with us both on the same amount of points, second and third on the ladder, and we can sort of whoever wins this goes with Geelong, I suppose, who are undefeated, but sort of gap the fourth position. So it's a big game and I look forward to it.
I'm sure the AFL is similar to the rugby league, Tom, where you know the defensive column is all important. So usually the rugby league is won by a top two defensive side. At the moment, you're in that top two, so it's yourselves at the moment with Melbourne, actually, who's in fourth position. How do you feel? Do you feel like there is a premiership side in this squad at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's sort of over the last few years, we're a young side, but we're pretty experienced for how young we are. Since COVID, we were very young there, and we obviously didn't win too many games in COVID, but sort of gelled us together. And these last few years have been pretty good. The last probably 3 years, we made the grand final in 22. And then this year we've sort of grown again. So we're really focused on our defence, and we're obviously a really naturally attacking team. So that sort of takes care of itself. But if we can get the defence right and on our day, I think we can beat anyone, yeah.
What's your two bobs? Your two bobs? Essendon and Collingwood play out a draw. And obviously when that happens, the noise comes out. We don't have the draw, the full-time draw, unless we've had a bit of golden point action first. What's your view there, Tom? Do you want to see it kept the same way? Do you want to see, is there a golden goal, or what's everyone else suggesting?
Mate, I reckon, I think it'd be great for time on. Imagine, I think there was 94,000 there in the MCG. Imagine if they did like 5 minutes both ends.
Yep.
Because obviously in AFL, it can be a bit scoring sort of advantage. There's win, things like that. So I'd go 5 minutes each way.
Yep.
You can have subs if you want. Play your best 18. I'd be playing my best 18 5 minutes each way, and have like a minute or two break in between. But time on and go hell for leather. It'd be great atmosphere. Imagine the Anzac Day, drawn Anzac Day, and they go into time on. It'd be, you wouldn't be able to hear a thing for the whole 5 minutes each way, so that's what I'd be doing. But the AFL's pretty traditionalist, and that's why the game is the game. But I don't know. They changed the grand final to time on now, so hopefully it's during the season, it turns soon.
It's been pouring rain most of the day here in Sydney, as you would know, and it's forecast to do the same for the rest of the week. Does that play into anyone's hands out of UNGWS?
Geez, it's sort of hard to tell. I think both teams move the ball pretty well, so it sort of takes that away from us. It's going to be very contested game, very high tackling, things like that, high pressure. So I think whoever sort of stands up in the midfield and can get the ball forward and the forward territory in the in that sort of front half game will come out on top. But yeah, I doubt there will be many goals between us. So look forward to it.
Question here, and I'll give you some context in a minute, Tommy Papley. A question for Tommy Papley. I'm a big fan of Coach Shane Lehane's content on the Swans Insta page. Who is the strongest Swan relative to their weight in the gym? Lifelong Swans fan, Rose from Bondi. Who, you live with a Rose from Bondi, don't you, Missile?
I do, Joel, I do.
Who has an interest in gyms and, yes, and working out?
Yes.
Okay. Can you answer the question for Rose from Bondi, please, Tommy Papley?
All right, Shane Lehane. He's an interesting Irish fella. He's a good fella. He's probably have to be, I'm just trying to think. Brody Grundy's, he's a big boy, but he's a strong, like, still very strong. Sam Reed's very good in the bench press. Joel Amati, those boys. Even like Isaac Heaney, pound for pound, pretty good.
Is there potential that you're being humble right now, Tom?
Oh, is that a loaded question, is it?
I think it might be.
Nah, not me.
Okay. Another question from our listeners. The Swans have been the premier team in Sydney for many years, but GWS are now breathing down your neck. Does having their former coach, Leon Cameron, as head of football give you a slight advantage?
I think he knows the players very well. Funny, we've actually got three coaches from the Giants. Assistant coaches, we've got Mark McVay, Amon Buchanan, and then Leon Cameron's our head of football. So I'm sure we'll get to know their players inside and out this week. But I think you play against them enough now and to know what they do and how they play, and the vision shows what they do and things like that. So it's these days with technology, it's pretty easy to see what they like and the way they play and things like that. So yeah, it's probably a little bit of advantage, I suppose, because they've been there and seen each individual how they play. But a little bit.
You've been in Sydney, what, the best part of 8 years now. For any other young Victorians who are looking at an opportunity in the AFL or potentially get drafted to come to Sydney, would you highly recommend it as an option over staying at home, staying in Melbourne and staying in that AFL bubble?
Oh, couldn't recommend it any higher. It's I sort of I asked for a trade back in a few years ago, and I blessing in disguise, really. I think things happen for a reason, but the sort of just the way you can escape the footy world up here is just second, like, just why I love it so much. I obviously love the boys, and you hang out with them every day. I don't have too many mates outside of the footy. I had a few, but I hang out with them every day. We can go on our weekends, go to the pub and have good fun and not be harassed and no one take a photo of us and things like that. So it's good in a way, but I would highly recommend it. Nice beaches, so it's good.
Before we let you go, Tommy, Rose from Bondi is back on the text again, not clearly hanging around her desperado future husband too much. She says, we can't let Tommy go without a tip. Has he got a tip coming up maybe at Warrnambool or elsewhere?
I haven't done any form this week. It's sort of a bit wet in Sydney, so I've sort of let alone haven't had a look at Warrnambool, so I'm sorry about that, Rose.
No worries. Sorry, Rose. Good on you, Tommy. All the best in the local derby. The tourist, how dare he's wearing a Giants hat whilst we speak to you. But anyway,
we're all in the Swans.
We look forward to catching up soon, Tommy. We'd love to have you in the studio too, by the way, and Fletcher comes back and we'll get you in here.
Yeah, bloody oath. Sounds good, boys. Cheers.
There he is, Tommy Papley. Of course, you can get your tickets for the big match from Ticketek. Round 8 this weekend at the SCG at 1:45 p.m. The GWS Giants in third position, Sydney Swans in second position. It is going to be a cracker.